Yo, today's QOD is love and approve of yourself as you are. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. I was so excited this morning because, you know, there's only so many Louise Hay talks on YouTube. There's like two or three of them. We've gone through all two or three of them. And I decided to punch in into the search bar, Louise Hay Rare, you know, just on like a wish biscuit. And I hit the little button and boom, a brand new talk I hadn't seen before of Louise Hay came up. And there was some really, really good stuff in there. And you get to hear it today. And she's going to talk about how one of the first steps to really changing yourself is to accept yourself, to approve of yourself, to give up self-criticism. Because self-criticism never works. It never did work. Never is going to work. It just doesn't work. We got to stop it. And also, she's going to talk about your beliefs. How a lot of your beliefs were handed to you as a child a long time ago. And as an adult, you're very likely believing the same things, even though they're not true. So she's going to invite you to take these beliefs and, you know, take a step back from them and ask yourself, are they true and do they serve me? We got Louise Hay coming up, but first this.
I really had no problem with the saying I love you. I don't know why, but when it got to approve of myself just as you are, yes, it was history. I couldn't even say it out loud.
Uh-huh. Okay. So you have lots of things that you don't accept about yourself at the moment.
Apparently so.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, this goes straight into the criticism thing. You see, when you're dealing with criticism and you criticize yourself, all you do is stay stuck. It keeps you in the place. If you think about it, the things you're criticizing yourself for now are the same things that you criticized yourself for years, right? Same stuff. Well, when were we going to learn that it doesn't work? It doesn't work to criticize ourselves if we're going to change. That doesn't work at all. So let's try another tactic. Let's approve of ourselves as we are right here and right now so that we can then bring out the best in ourselves. You know, if you think of a little child and you start yelling and screaming and criticizing it and telling how awful it is, that child is going to shrivel and will either be run around with tantrums or will be very, very quiet. And you're never going to know what that child could be like. But if you love that child and praise it and tell it how wonderful it is and how perfect it is right at that moment, then that child will blossom. And the stuff that can come out of that child will be just incredible. And it's the same way with ourselves. The things that you probably don't like about yourself right now are things that, patterns that you've created to deal with something. But if you come from a space of loving and approving of yourself, then you're going to find more positive ways to fulfill those needs. When you love who you are, you automatically bring out the best in yourself. Now, I'm not saying we become better people, because lots of people talk about that. They say, oh, I want to become a better person. And I always say, well, don't say that, because that's implying that you're not good enough. And the very thing we want to overcome is this not good enough feeling. We want to really acknowledge how wonderful we are. And it doesn't matter. Remember, when you were a tiny child, you wanted to be loved and accepted exactly as you were. Maybe you were scared, maybe you were skinny, maybe you were overweight, maybe you weren't as bright as your brother or the person across the street, and you didn't want to be compared with that. You just wanted to be loved and accepted. And it's the same thing we want now. And I guarantee, if you will be willing to begin to love and approve of yourself as you are, a lot of negative stuff is just going to disappear from you because you won't need it anymore. But see, if we're critical to ourselves, then we have to have things to criticize so we can keep the critical pattern going. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Who else? Yes, right here.
I've done a lot of work on myself, and I feel like every area of my life is starting to like really take take off.
Wonderful.
And I find
that's
a lot.
That's what happens when you work on yourself.
A lot of fear is coming up because I feel like nuns used to tell me when I was growing up that the more I suffered, that the better God would love me.
Yes, the more pure you'd be. Or the
I heard a lot from my family that that you the good die young. So a lot of fears about I have.
So you need to suffer and die young.
If I get it all, I'll have to suffer and die young. So I keep myself from getting it.
What do you get if you suffer and you die young?
I don't know. I guess I feel like somehow.
Well, let's follow this because it's important. If you suffer and you die young, what do you get?
Safety and from somehow I'm protected from God is protecting me somehow, I feel like. I mean, I feel like I'll get to go to heaven.
You get to go to heaven. Uh-huh. Okay. Do you think you could get there some other way?
I hope so.
You know, one of the things we have to remember is that many people tell people negative things in order to manipulate them. They lay guilt on people because it's the easiest way to manipulate you. And if somebody is trying to lay guilt on you, you know, ask yourself, what is it they want? Why are they doing this? What is it they want? Instead of you going into, oh yes, I'm guilty, I'm terrible, say, what is it they want? And do you really want to give them what they want or you don't? Now, when you come, lots of parents do this with children because they find it real easy. They probably were raised in a family where they were manipulated by guilt and they tell people things that, you know, that make them feel less than. And churches are real good at that. Because you see, you don't live in the church usually, so they only get you a little while. So they have to give you some heavy numbers that'll keep you in line. And many, many churches do that. But you're not a little child at the moment who needs to be kept in line. You are a grown-up adult, and you have your own mind, and you can figure out what you want to believe. What do you choose to believe? And if you want to believe that, you can, but it seems very limiting to me. So the three-year-old had to accept that, but the adult doesn't have to. So I would say write those two things down. And then when you have time, look at those and say, what do I want to turn those into? How would I like to change that? What would I like that to really be? Because every negative message that you have, you can turn into something positive for yourself. But it's good. You see that when you look in the mirror, it comes up.
That was Louise Hay. Her website is louisehay.com. You can watch today's talk on YouTube. It is called With This Love and Accept Yourself Now, Louise Hay. Thanks so much for tuning in. Please leave a 5-star rating for the show on Apple Podcasts as well as Spotify. And I will see you tomorrow. I'm out. Peace.